Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 562 of the Drunk Dissenters Podcast. I'm your host, as always, I'm Tyler, and joining me, we have the man, the myth, the legend himself, Sir Colonel Gables. What's up, buddy?
I'll tell you what, I'm glad it's the weekend. That's the most important thing to me right at this moment in time, so that way I can chill. Obviously, the episode of the podcast here with you, Tyler, and quite honestly, I'm pretty happy right at this moment, because I also got... in the past week, a mount for my webcam.
Nice.
So everything else is all stabilized. Boom arm ready, mount ready. Everything else is going good. But I'm also pretty happy about that Nintendo Direct of this past week.
Yeah, it's been a pretty big week for us.
But anyways, though, how have you been doing, Tyler?
Doing all right, you know, clanging and banging as always. It was nice. It's been a kind of a little bit going back to normal a little bit this weekend. I just kind of first time in a little while now, we got to just like stay at home, didn't have a bunch of shit got going on. It's clean and stuff like that, like the normal stuff, but like not a lot of like other shit going on. So it was kind of nice just to chill out, relax for a little bit. So that was fun. Got to play some video games, play a bunch of Final Fantasy 16 today, finally. We had the direct, that was pretty great. But yeah, just doing all right, you know, feeling pretty good. Had a couple beers already, and I'm drinking a third one here, but doing all right, Gables. Fourth of July is in 2 weeks. Okay, I mean, you get a lot of
yeah,
fireworks already. I've been hearing the last like week and a half.
It's been like some fireworks, Tyler, but
okay.
Not like
I don't know,
intense.
It's weird around here. It's like people's get, I guess now it finally became legal in Iowa like a few years ago, so maybe that's why. Maybe that's why everybody's going a little more nuts than it's not legal in our county. It's legal to buy them in our county, but we can't light them off.
Huh. I know that they're not having too many people light off stuff in my area. It's because we got the burn ban in effect.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's very weird. I can drive like 5 minutes south of here, and I can light them off, but because that's the other county. But it's very weird. But Gables, we get together every week to talk about video games. And if you guys, you guys want, you like this, you want to hear more from us, or you enjoy what we do, make sure you hit that like button, follow, subscribe, whatever you do. Look, wherever you listen to podcasts at, search for Drunk Dashers Podcast. You'll find us there on all those feeds, and give us once again, 5-star review, subscribe, all that fun stuff. If you're listening to us or watching us on YouTube, do the same thing. Click the bell too, that way you know whenever we got new posts going up. Look us up and look in the show notes below. So you'll see links to like Facebook and Twitter, Twitch, all that fun stuff. You can get updates on all of what we're doing. So, do all that, please. But Gables, let's just get into it. We had finally a Nintendo Direct, and it's been a weird couple years with Nintendo. I feel like we really like last year we had a decent amount, but it was like a lot of like the third party, like, you know, stuff like Bayonetta, and then you had Pokemon, and then you had Mario plus Rabbids in the fall. Like we haven't had like a lot of like the big stuff. I could be easily forgetting something, but I feel like we haven't had like that big thing first party Nintendo other than obviously Zelda in a while. And that's kind of all we've been like, it's like, okay, we don't have Zelda, but like what else is coming from them? And we've like these last handful of directs, it's been like filled with like third party stuff, anime farming games, and mostly just kind of that, and it's kind of like minor updates on things. Then we'll get Pikmin, of course. But I feel like this is like finally like we were like these directs to go into, like, oh, this is a big one. We're going to learn everything. And I feel like this is probably one of the bigger ones we've had in a while. But so before we get into it, how was your overall feelings on the direct?
I felt the overall feelings from my opinion about this direct, I thought that was pretty fine. I thought it was good. I also thought that it did pander to a couple of different people who are large fans of Mario games, which, that's definitely a big plus and stuff. I mean, I love my fair share of Mario games. The highlights inside of that kind of swayed things overall, from my opinion, though, was the reveal of Super Mario RPG remake, the reveal of Super Mario Wonder and stuff. But honestly, I felt like this direct in general and stuff was just, it was weird in general. I mean, obviously there's like a bunch of things that kind of played into effect, because you had the weirdness of a bunch of the different remakes and like a lot of different like launches of games that are going to be coming through. The biggest surprises of this entire direct, being like the reveals of the Mario games subsequently that are coming out this
In a
year
month.
from Mario RPG Remake and stuff in October and stuff. And then like, oh, actually, no, Mario RPG comes out in November. I'm thinking Mario Wonder that comes out in October. But overall, though, I felt like this direct was like an 8.5 in my honest opinion because it felt like it hit on certain cylinders. There were definitely some down points I didn't like about the direct. I mean, some of the indie offshoot like games and stuff kind of turned me off a little bit, because they weren't as interesting. I mean, the Zelda stuff, I thought we'd have to get a little bit more in terms of like other types of updates and things, the Zelda stuff,
You
but
shut your whore mouth.
they did showcase the Zelda and the Ganondorf stuff, the amiibos and stuff, which I thought were pretty cool. I mean, come on, I have a bunch of freaking Zelda amiibo and stuff from Breath of the Wild and stuff like that as well. So seeing the Zelda and the Ganondorf one on top of the freaking Tears of the Kingdom Link or something that I still need to find, it was pretty cool. But other than that, though, I was kind of impressed in regards to the Star Ocean, like the remake of the second game, the Star
Is
Ocean
it
series
R
and
or something
stuff,
like that?
which, yeah, second story R. The graphics of the thing is
Beautiful.
a HD 2D style, and it looks absolutely gorgeous. And on top of that, this is considered by the fans of Star Ocean to be the best inside the entire series because of the story and also because of the gameplay stuff, which they actually went into detail and seeing that certain gameplay of it has been mixed up and improved upon the original release on the PlayStation 1 all those years ago, and also the PSP port like on the number of years ago as well. But oh my gosh, I thought it was fairly good. Tyler, what did you think?
I thought it was really good too. Like, it's definitely like this feels like the best one from a first party standpoint in a long time. Just from just a quantity amount of games shown off from them. I'm a little lower on the 8.5 because I think there's two really good games that are shown there. But like, I feel like if there's ever been any concrete evidence that we're coming towards the end of the Switch, this direct was that.
Absolutely, it
I mean, this
was.
feels like the end of like that 3DS where like it was just Wii U ports and like we're getting like Luigi Mansion remasters, which here we are, we're getting a Luigi Mansion 2 remaster. Like this is this is kind of where I think this very well could, this is it. This is the last year of the last full year of the Switch. This is the last holiday of the Switch. And I think that like Princess Peach game and that Luigi's Mansion Dark the Dark Moon Dark yeah Dark Moon
Yeah, it's Dark Moon.
I think that like those being 2024 games definitely feel like okay, this is like beginning of the, this is the beginning of the end for the Switch. But yeah, I give it like an eight
Yes.
just because it's but because it's just been so long. Just not, I mean, like I said, there's two really cool games that were shown off, but I feel like the rest of like the other things that Nintendo showed off were just kind of, all right, this is cool, like nice little things that kind of tide us over, but there's not like the big things either. But let's just jump
Yeah.
into it here. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, we got the
Okay.
teal mask and the indigo disc. We got some more kind of some more details on it. Just kind of showing off, like you get to change the gear. Looks like no real details about the teal mask. The first DLC pack coming out up this fall, and then the other ones come out in winter, which is probably gonna be next year. But if
Yeah.
you want to buy them, they're $35 for the DLC. You gotta buy them both. But it looks like so this is called the Hidden Treasure of Area Zero. Oh man, Gables was walking away during a Pokemon segment. I was getting ready to tee it over to him. Shit. But looks like the first area, the first one is like it's kind of nice because it looks like you get to actually change your clothing, which is awesome because you don't have to wear the weird school outfit that's always made me I just I no I don't I didn't like it at all. And you could change like to four different types of them. I didn't like it. But change it looks like you're wearing like more like a kind of a Japanese style like the I can't remember what they're called, like the robe. I'm sorry, I apologize, I don't know what they're called, but I like the fact you can kind of change it up, change your hairdo a little bit. You don't have to wear the stupid little hat. But it sounds like you're going to be like replaying old areas, like you're getting like it's just new stuff added to old areas, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But we have no real clue about exactly. It sounds like it's just like a maybe it's an extra mission or something like that, but no idea how much of it what it is. And then the second one, the Indigo Disc, is like a whole different area. Kind of looks like they're bringing like they have these big stadiums. Almost looks like the Pokemon Sword and Shield style stadium. So it's like that has like a whole different like thing going on there. So it's kind of the typical thing we see from Nintendo with their DLC, where you're gonna have two, three, four different updates and an expansion pack. But you gotta buy the whole thing, and then usually like the first one or the first few whatever are smaller stuff, and then the last one's like the big thing. Then you're pretty much they're making you buy the whole thing just because really all you know is you want that you want the last thing. Kind of like when Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle came out, they made us buy the whole DLC pack. And the first one was like challenge levels, and then the second one was a Donkey Kong thing. Kind of the same thing we're going through right now with Mario plus Rabbids from last year, where the first one was literally just like challenge levels. The second one actually is it sounds like it's more story content. And the last one's adding Rayman, which I guess you don't really know what's going on there. But or like even with like Breath of the Wild, when they had the DLC, the first one was like you gotta like fight your way to the top of the thing and beat all the levels, and the last one was like the whole story content. So anyways, my thing is like it looks interesting, but my biggest problem is it's really just ethical issue for me with these games, where yeah, a lot of games come out and they have issues and they're buggy and they're broken and they have a lot of problems, but this game's been out for 8 months now. They still haven't even acknowledged the fact the game doesn't run well. They just had to pull a bunch of the raid battles, and then they advertised like a new raid battle because the game was running so poorly from the raid battles. The fact that it's like they want me to spend $35 more on this thing or something. They still haven't done a single update for to fix the issues. They've done updates, but not for the actual the how the game runs. Then they want me to pay another $35. I ethically, I think I will pass on it. But Gables, what was your feelings on the hidden treasures of Area Zero DLC?
It showed minimum amount of things in general from both sides. I mean, it showed the basic kind of overview of like the both of the initial expansions that they're going to go forth and do, but that to some Pokemon that are going to be inside of it, to like the reveal of like the legendaries that are going to be in it, the teal mask, obviously that figure and stuff with that mask and stuff, but for the other
Indigo
one that's
Disc.
releasing this winter and stuff, that Indigo Disc, that giant like Indigo style like tortoise
Did it look
thing
like
with a
the
mane or
area,
whatever the hell the
the
thing
place
has.
you're in Metal Gear Solid 2?
Now that you mention it, it kind of reminded me of like it did kind of reminded me of that one,
What was it
that
called?
God, that one freaking like
I'm Googling it. The
oh,
Shell, yeah.
Shell.
I just looked at
Solid
it, I'm like,
Shell. It
yeah, I
reminded me
just
of like
that's
the
what I looked
Shell
at. I was like,
from like
that's the
Metal Gear
shell.
Solid 2. It looked like a poppy sort of like happy version of
Yeah.
like the Shell like area of like Metal Gear Solid
What if
2.
Raiden was just
But
murdering Pokemon trainers this whole time? We had no idea.
oh, while being
Oh my
deceived with a
God.
Lolilele-lo, just
Lolilele was actually just is Team Rocket this whole time.
oh my gosh, listeners, I know that some of you are probably know what we're talking about. You probably some
Gables,
of you don't even know what the
we
hell we're
played all
talking
the
about
Metal
in
Gear
general.
games and we still know what the fuck we're
But
talking
hey,
about, okay? So let's not even try to explain
yeah,
it.
dude, I used to just go off top just for 1 minute. I used to spend my time on the PS3 when I first got it, just analyzing the database thing for Metal Gear Solid.
You're a braver man than I.
But anyway, go disc expansions. They showed like basic stuff. I didn't really get too excited with a lot of the things, but they didn't show enough to really like warn me, okay, this is why I should go forth and initially purchase. I thought it was laughable when they did showcase that there's a raid, considering that they had to pull the raids because the performance of the thing was shit.
Yeah. The
They've not done a single big update for Scarlet and Violet since its release.
They haven't
Maybe little patches even here and there, but nothing substantial.
they my biggest thing is they haven't even acknowledged the fact that there is an issue with this game. Not a
Yeah.
tweet, nothing. Like we see like You can get upset like when like games come out and there's issues on PC or just in general there's issues. But at least at the very least they acknowledge it and apologize for it. Even in, like, yeah, it's kind of still kind of bullshit. Like, yeah, you knew you put it out like this, but like an apology is something. Acknowledgement is something. But that's forever will irk me with Pokemon in the future. But this just tells me that we're gonna have a Pokemon Presents here soon.
Yeah, this absolutely reeks of having a Pokemon Direct fairly soon, probably right before the release of the Teal Mask, because this is exactly the same type of stuff they've done once before in revealing, like, not just expansion con actually, yeah, I mean, exposing, like, expansion content for, like, Sword Shield as well. They kind of were, like, vague in regards to that inside of a Nintendo Direct, too, before they initially had a Pokemon Direct that went into the nitty-gritty of what you could do inside of those expansions. And you are right, Tyler, when you said that the Teal Mask is sort of like, kind of like the introductory, kind of like the gimme, sort of like expansion and stuff, to where it's like light, probably in content, and probably not too much like stuff you can do. While in comparison to say like the other expansion, like the Crown Tundra thing, or in this case the Indigo Disc, where it seems like the most larger and most interesting of the initial two expansions are coming out in that winter. But I was kind of disappointed they didn't show more about it. But at the same time, I kind of understand why they opened the direct with it.
Yeah, it's a decent one to open with, and yeah, like you're, I'm assuming the only thing I would say if there's gonna be a like a presents later, maybe like just say hey, I guess maybe they just don't know when it'll be, so they don't want to say something. But I think there's yeah, I think there's just gonna be one. Next up here though, Sonic Superstars was here. Just more details on it. Four player local. Multiplayer? Yeah, that's how you say it. I don't know. This sounded wrong in my head when I was saying it out loud. But anyways, some more another trailer for it. Just kind of confirming it's coming to Switch. It did leak though, Gables. Do you want to know the release date? October
Yeah.
17th.
October
Yeah.
17th.
So, Gables, it's the 90s all over again.
Yes,
They're
it
coming out
is.
the Mario and Zel or Mario and Sonic coming out the same week.
The same
So
day.
3 days apart.
The same
Yeah.
week. Same
October
week.
17th, we got Sonic and Alan Wake 2. October 20th, we got Spider-Man and Mario. So, this whole time, Gables, this whole time we were like arguing about like what if Starfield and Spider-Man come out in the same month? Well, now we got Mario and Spider-Man come out the same fucking day. So, God damn, this fuck. We just Gables. We did a whole podcast last week about how this year is too insane, and then we got a Nintendo Direct. And it's like, what the fuck, man?
And then it made it entirely more
Yeah, I
interesting.
would more stressful, I would say. I don't. I mean, do you have anything more you want to add on Sonic Superstars?
All I'll say is I kind of like the look of Sonic Superstars. It definitely has that sort of like Sonic Mania, Sonic, not just that Sonic Mania type of like feel to it, but also like a Sonic like oh God. God, oh God, not Heroes. I'm thinking about Sonic
Okay.
Generations type feel to it as well. I do like the aspect they're going to have, like the co-op stuff, but I'm fairly interested in seeing how the levels are going to go forth and how the level design is going to be in general, because that's highly important inside of like a 2D style Sonic game. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited to see how
Yeah.
this thing
One thing
goes.
that's interesting out of this is that I guess during Summer Game Fest, the co-creator of Sonic, the one that's not in jail right now, he was
Yeah.
there doing interviews about this game, and people were asking if Christian Whitehead and then the Sonic Mania crew helped work on this game. He was telling everybody no. And then Christian Whitehead
Oh.
unknowingly was like, someone asked him on Twitter about it, and he's like, yeah, we helped with the fit, because they're using the Sonic Mania engine on this, and they helped with them to make sure the physics, they're using the Sonic Mania physics. So it's funny, the co-creator is like, no, they didn't help at
Oh,
all.
there you
And then,
go.
like, he's like, yeah, we helped with the physics. So definitely a weird thing there. I mean, I think that should help ease a little bit concern for people, because the Balan Wonderworld team is working on this. So it is funny that the other co-creator made Balan Wonderworld. Now the other co-creator is working with the same people to make Sonic Superstars. What weird. Poor people. Just if no one's more abused than them, I think. There's like the people help have them make Balan Wonderworld in this game, working for Sonic co-creators, and then Sonic fans, the most abused people in the world. Like those are one and two. Moving on though. Palia is a farming simulator with some action in it. It's coming in this holiday. Anything you want to add, Gables? All right.
No, not to this one. That seemed at least
Yeah, I mean,
not
it
too
looks
interesting to me.
fine. My thing, I sorry, by the way, I did a live react to it if you want to look at our YouTube channel and watch it. I did that. My thing is, like, I'm not trying to yuck anybody's muck. Like, there's a million games out there that get shown off with these things that I love that probably aren't people's type. Those are just not my type. My thing is, like, man, there's just so many of them now. there's just so many. I don't know. I'm not, but like I said, I'm not trying to yuck anybody's muck here. But next up here, Persona 5 Tactica. Just another trailer. It's coming on November 17th. No real details. Same day as Mario RPG. What the fuck, man? Like, why? There's other days in the year, people. You don't have to put all this shit in, like, compact everything down. We don't put like 20 games in like 6 different days. Like, we could figure some shit out.
Oh, this feels like
This is
2017 all
worse,
over again.
Gables.
I love it.
This is worse. Because, like,
It is
we had,
worse.
like, 2017 was crazy, like, a bunch of great games. And then we had October 27th, where we had Mario, Wolfenstein, and Assassin's Creed on October 27th. That was one day. There's like 7 days in this fall that are like this. And then there's like 15 other awesome games coming out in the same month. Fuck off.
2009 all over again. Who knows?
It's too much. I don't have time for this shit. I'm Gabe, I know you're excited for this one. Actually, this hurts you more because you got a Mario game and a Persona game come out the same fucking day. How are you feeling?
Honestly, I'm feeling pretty good because, for one, I know in regards to Persona 5 Tactica and stuff, I mean, hell, it's an interesting game and an interesting, like, spin-off game that I want to try and stuff. I can download it on
Oh,
Game
it's Game
Pass. I
Pass
can
game,
go
that's right.
forth and play it that way. But at the same point, I feel pretty good about it because I can just go forth and buy Super Mario RPG Remake and stuff on that day, just play through that. I know how to play through that game, and I'm very interested in seeing what things have changed and which things have remained the same throughout that stuff. But when it comes to Persona 5 Tactica, man, oh man, I'm definitely going to prioritize Mario RPG
Yeah,
more for
fair enough.
Tactica.
Moving on here, Myth Force coming says it's coming 2023. I don't know if this it's a first person roguelike like they're like with Saturday morning cartoon as like their like what's the word I'm looking for here, Gables? Their inspiration? We'll go with that. That's the word.
Okay.
It looks really cool. I love looking at it. Kind of gives me like some like He-Man vibes, kind of like looking style.
Right.
But yeah, it's I don't know, it's a roguelike. Roguelikes aren't for me, but especially coming on Switch, I don't wanna, if this was on something else, maybe that'd be more interesting. I just don't want to play an online game on Switch.
It gives me the feel of like a cartoon show you'd watch right before, like, wrestling, especially like in the 90s and stuff like that, where it's like you go on the USA Network and stuff, you watch an episode of He-Man, then all of a sudden right after or something it's like a WWF, like it'd be like a WWF like style freaking, oh god, those little mini shows, with Gene Okerlund and
Yeah.
stuff, like narrating and shit. That's the type of
Superstars.
feel, that's the feel that this, yeah, super, not just Superstars, there's something older than that, but it feels like that type of a like cartoon show you'd watch and then subsequently just wait for something right after, but at the same point, it's like I like the idea that they have, but at the same time I wouldn't want to play this on the Switch because the online stuff to it is shoddy at best. So yeah, not
Yeah,
too
and in
interested in this
2023,
one.
I'd like to be able to talk to my friends about playing games with them. Next up, here's Splatoon 3. Splatfest coming July 14th through the 16th. The next Splatfest is, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? We got strawberry, vanilla, and mint chip. I'm going vanilla. Yeah.
Going vanilla.
Why?
I like
Why?
mint
I never
chip.
understand this shit. I love cookies and cream. I polished off a thing of
Yeah.
cookies and cream today. I got another full one in there. I'm gonna polish
Yeah.
that one up probably tomorrow. But why do people want to eat
Dude.
mint? Like I want, I
I love
like
mint.
mint gum, but mint ice
Yeah,
cream?
mint gum's
Fuck
fine.
off. What?
Yes, dude. For years as a kid, my parents would, whenever they get me like a cake for my birthday or something, they would get a freaking tub, not like a tub, like a little container of mint chocolate chip ice cream. And that,
Why?
yes. I mean, there's, we love the taste of mint and chocolate.
But the problem is, though, you go eat so much mint and then it just kind of gets old and it overpowers everything. You can't even taste the chocolate chips. It just crunches.
Maybe
It's
for
just, you
you,
just get
but
crunchies. There's no flavor there. And then like you're like for like the next hour, all you got is you got mint flavor in there. I don't want mint. I want to taste delicious
honestly, dude.
like ice cream. I don't want mint ice cream. I don't want mint anything. I chew gum, mint gum when my breath smells terrible. That's what mint is for. And then it smells nice. Gables, not for ice cream, not for anything else. And fucking toothpaste. That's it. Toothpaste and chewing gum. That's the only thing mint is allowed into.
So every time you try to eat a little bit of mint ice cream, you think you're just having like some
Yeah,
toothpaste or
basically. I want
something.
to put it on my fucking toothbrush and scrub my teeth. Which it kind of hurts my teeth just saying that because how cold it would be. But you get what I'm saying.
Gosh. You know what even tastes better than like say like certain mint ice cream stuff is when you have like an ice cream sandwich or something that just has mint ice
Fuck
cream right in the
off.
middle of it, you know?
God
It's
damn.
like
I'd rather eat Neapolitan, and I hate Neapolitan. It's
Dude,
this.
Neapolitan sucks.
Thank you! Yeah! We all agree. We're back together. It is the most
Dude.
overrated ice cream flavor.
I know. My mom gets it for my dad because he wants to have his soft serve ice cream. He literally screams it from the other room whenever
He
like he
screams for
eats
ice
finishes
cream.
dinner. It's like all of a sudden he's like, "Yeah, I have soft serve ice cream." This is my 75-year-old man, old man that and he's been doing it for like years and stuff. So I go to the kitchen, I go to like there and what does he have for ice cream or something like that? My mom keeps getting him Neapolitan. And I look at this thing, I'm like, I'd want to have one flavor, not the fucking three, but I still dish it up for him and give it to him because it's
Yeah.
like it'll satisfy
You don't
him.
have to eat it.
But yeah, I don't like Neapolitan. I'll try it once in a while, but I'm not gonna
I
eat
just don't
it.
understand. Like it's barely ice cream. 'Cause the only time I ever see Neapolitan as
Yeah.
an option is like it's like the generic brand, like off brand shit. That's the only one that sells it. And
Oh.
it's in that big fucking like 16-gallon thing and it's like
Oh
$4.
God.
It's like there's something wrong with that's not ice cream. I don't know what that is, but
That's
it's
a
not.
lazy man's ice cream.
It's barely food. It's like I don't even know if they can legally put ice cream on the bottle or on the
Rather
fucking
have sherbet than Neapolitan.
sherbet. I sherbet is decent. It's funny, man.
I
Like
love that.
I'm actually hef is it hef ho hof hoffen sauce? It's a German one.
Sauce.
No, I can't remember what it's called now. It's a waffle cone one. It's got chunks of waffles and like
Oh.
chunks of chocolate in there. Fire. It's
Oh
kind of
yeah.
pricey, but I'm willing to pay the price for it. But my parents recently introduced me to the Blue Bunny, which I didn't know this game. Do you have Blue Bunny where you live? You have Blue Bunny?
Yeah, I have
Really?
Blue Bunny.
Okay,
I've
it's
heard
a
about Blue
I didn't
Bunny,
realize this
yeah.
until recently. It's actually an Iowa-based company. They have a new soft ice cream because I'm a big fan of the soft serve than like the more like the Greek yogurt, like not Greek, but like the but it's I guess it's healthy for you, but I don't care about that. It's ice cream. It's delicious. But anyway, where the fuck do we on? Why are we arguing about ice cream right now? This is so weird. This is Splatoon 3 Ice
Splatoon
Splat
3
Fest. That's why.
Splatfest.
Anyways, if you vote for mint
Yeah,
chocolate, if you vote for mint chip, fuck you. Moving on. This is the stupidest podcast.
podcast, we're just gonna go from talking about video games that had just
But hey,
arguing
we
over the
but
fucking ice
Gables,
cream.
what matters is at the end we came together and we agreed Neapolitan sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is so stupid. Detective Pikachu was back, people. Not that anybody cared. It's been 7 years. It's been 7 years since he's been gone, and he's back. I have the fucking stupid amiibo of the. It's like a giant fucking amiibo Detective Pikachu. I don't know why they made it, but
Yeah.
it's like it's obscenely tall. But he's back. They announced this in 2019. Remember that weird one where they announced like Pokemon shirts and Pokemon Sleep and all that? That was there when they
Yep.
announced that in 2019. And they also
Yes,
announced
they did.
that they were like remastering the original one for Switch, and
Yeah.
no word on that. But this is coming. It's coming October 6th. And what's really crazy is that game, like I said, that game came out in 2016. Barely, like, remember the sales numbers were not great. It's only sold a few hundred thousand copies.
No, it was a late
Yeah,
3DS game.
because I think the Switch was coming soon at that point. And yeah, like that game ended on like a giant cliffhanger. And so I'm like, you kind of maybe want to, like, it makes sense to put the remaster out. So I don't know. Maybe if they do the Pokemon Presents, maybe they announce it and hey, it's out today kind of thing. If they do it. Because or like maybe they just like scrapped the idea, but it's called Return, so they're acknowledging the fact this is a sequel. So I don't know.
Yes.
I thought I played that game. I was actually really excited for that game back in the day when it came out. Yeah, I
Yeah, you were.
don't know. I played it, and I'm like, this sucks. I think I remember the reviews were like, it was like in the sevens-ish kind of game. It's more of like a like I don't want Professor Layton style like. Kind of game. I don't know. It's fine. It's just it's a less it's like a B tier Professor Layton game. Yeah,
I see, I see.
go ahead.
Well, I thought was it what I thought was kind of like interesting about this game and stuff. I mean, at first they just go through and they just have this introductory to this trailer and stuff where it seems like okay, you see a couple different types of Pokemon and stuff. You have the mood music and stuff, but you didn't know really exactly what it was until all of a sudden you just see like the Pikachu and the friend of the detective
And
hat and
Tim.
stuff like that, talking to his trainer and stuff. The whole Detective Pikachu thing returning. What's funny, it's like they announced that such a long while ago and stuff that I initially had forgotten that that was a thing, because it was like it's the span of like what,
4 years.
5 years or some
Yeah.
shit like
I
that.
haven't forgotten about it
Yeah,
as
4 years
far
or
I just
something.
figured they forgot about it. It's like
That's what I thought too initially. It's like okay, Professor like the pe like Detective T Pikachu and stuff like that. I mean, I was just waiting to see when that thing would eventually be announced, but the sequel to Detective Pikachu on 3DS on the Switch, and it's going to be, well,
I
coming
believe it's
soon,
$50, so it's
apparently.
not a completely full price game. So there is that.
No, I wouldn't expect it to be a full price game. I mean, that's like the same price as what they would do for their port of Pokemon, like, oh God, that
Oh,
fighting game and
Pokken
stuff, the
Tournament?
Pokken Tournament.
Pokken, whatever. Whatever the fuck it's
Yeah,
called.
Pokken Tournament. Yeah, that was the same price. It's like the Detective Pikachu thing, like
Okay,
$50,
yeah.
I think it is.
So yeah, it's coming. Next up here though is Super Mario RPG coming November 17th. Pretty crazy this. So we were talking about like okay, there's gonna be a Nintendo game this fall. What's it gonna be? And you know they always love to have the Friday before Thanksgiving. They always have like their big game. Usually they own Pokemon
Yes.
or something like that. And this is gonna be that game. So finally, it's been rumored. It started getting rumored this week. I will say this about this direct. We always hear a bunch of like bullshit rumors and it gets crazy. And then like usually
Yep.
90 out of 100 are fake or whatever. Where usually it's like with Xbox and PlayStation, I feel like it's the opposite or like there's always like, if you go on Reddit, you'll find a million, but I mean like people that the ones that people like actually acknowledge, like you hear on podcasts, you hear about, you go on like video game websites and they see people acknowledge like, usually like 90 out of 100 on Xbox, PlayStation, Ubisoft, whatever. Those end up happening. But you know, with like Nintendo, it's the opposite. And this was actually one of like this direct was like pretty heavily like leaked earlier, like last week even. People like and people like were going back and like showing like tweets. People were like teasing. Like people were saying this is gonna be a wonderful direct and like capitalizing the wonder part, stuff like that. So this is a very heavily leaked direct. But anyways, this was kind of rumored because there was like a big rumor that there's gonna be a Super Nintendo remake. Chrono Trigger was like actually like trending on Twitter at one point, a couple days like the when they announced the direct that started trending on Twitter. I feel like that was probably like the one everybody thought, and then people were hopeful for this one. And this is kind of this is one of those games that's been like. in that kind of IP hell forever because Mario, like Nintendo owns everything, but was it Geno? And what's the, I can't remember, what's the other guy's name?
Geno and Mallow are
Mallow.
actually owned by Square
Yeah.
Enix.
So it's been like stuck in this IP hell, which a lot of games, especially in the 90s, are. But yeah, I mean, Gables, so my knowledge is like, I know people, like I've heard people talk about this game a lot. Seen videos here and there. I've seen some, like Game
Yes.
Grumps playing it, shit like that. But I remember playing it when I was a kid. Like this is like pre-Pokemon, I believe. So like I didn't even know like
Yes.
Pokemon was like my introduction to turn-based games. So like I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was just playing because it's a Mario game. So I didn't do super well. So I only played it for a little bit. And I think I was playing it at somebody else's house. I never owned it. But Gables, you were talking about. So you played this one before, right?
Right. Even going into like this Nintendo Direct and stuff, I pretty much didn't know a lot about the various rumors and stuff like that. So I've only maybe heard little tidbits here and there, maybe like a little bit from Spawn Wave or even like on the Nate the Hate podcast or something
Yeah.
like that, where I'd listen to some bits with him and MVG and stuff. But when initially this one was revealed in Nintendo Direct, after that whole Detective Pikachu stuff, it literally went from like, okay, this is okay, and all of a sudden when I saw the trailer and I heard the music and everything else, I'm like, I kind of froze and I was just watching the trailer like, holy, okay, this is Super Mario RPG. And then it reveals that it's a remaster of it, and oh Jesus Christ, this was one of the most powerful Nintendo Direct moments I can remember feeling, because all this emotion, all of these memories of when I was a kid, and I literally went to the rental store, a video rental store at the time. It was called Star Video. It was a local mom and pop video rental store where you could rent games, rent all sorts of various
Porn.
crap. And well, I don't know. If it did, it was probably like behind somewhere. I wouldn't even know where it's at. But
You
well,
do.
anyway, I have distinct memories back around, I want to say 96, 1996, going into that store, going into that rental place, renting Super Mario RPG and playing it on my Super Nintendo. And it was unlike any type of Mario game I had played at the time. Little did I know, though, this was something that was called an RPG. This was my first RPG that I ever played on my Super Nintendo. And this predates Pokemon by at least almost 2 years. So I credit Super Mario RPG being the game that initially introduced me to RPGs, whereas Pokemon was more or less made me a fan of playing RPGs, if that makes sense. But anyway, I remember that I was so impacted by playing that Mario RPG and stuff that over the span of 10 years from that 96 to 2006, I was searching high and low for this game because I wanted to play that game all the way through. Because not only did I have fun experiences going through the initial first couple of star sections and stuff, meeting Geno and Mallow for the first time and stuff like that, going through the initial story stuff and just hearing that fucking great music and stuff with like the boss battles and like friggin' regular battles and stuff. And then the look of the game itself was so unique for its time because it felt like sort of like a 2D, 3D sort of like hybrid because of like the graphical style of it. It looked like computer generated to like what you would have like with Donkey Kong Country that was on the system and stuff. Those models were definitely felt like they took like some inspiration from Rare in terms of the Donkey Kong Country style of putting it, but just to like a 2.5D sort of scale to it. But flash forward to 2006, when I graduated high school and I got my first job, one of the things I did is I found a local rental, not rental, but I found a local game shop that was only there for like maybe a few years max. But that summer of 2006 was so important to me because I got two games for the Super Nintendo that I played through and I love to this very day. One of them being Super Metroid, the other being Super Mario
Moist.
RPG. I paid $20 a piece for those
Jesus.
cards back then. Only 20 bucks.
Wow.
Think about it this way. 2006, Gables knew back then that these games would be going up in price tremendously over the span of like another 10 years. So when I found those games at that game shop, I bought both of them. And that summer was so amazing because that summer leading up to fall, I played through Super Metroid. I would later on play through the original Mega Man X on Super Nintendo as well and loved that because I found it at that same game shop. But Super Mario RPG, I played through beginning to end and it was a fantastic experience. I mean, I didn't care if like I was like freaking 18 years old or something. I just turned into adult. I just had my first job and this and that. But going back to and experiencing the full extent of how this game not only presents itself as a fantastic RPG, but just a fantastic game in general, having all the moments like encountering things like the like bosses like Yardovic and like freaking the Axum Rangers and stuff like that. The spit, there's literally characters inside, and that's just the most hilarious part about it is I forgot these characters existed up until I encountered them inside the game. There are a crew of bad guys that are inspired by the Super Sentai stuff in Japan or the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and they are like different colored like they're like these different colored like freaking weapon robots or something like that. They're called the Axum Rangers, and there's like green, red, yellow, pink, and stuff like that, and black and stuff. But yeah, going through the initial stuff, doing that, experimenting with like the different attacks, collecting the different weapons, going to the different worlds, collecting the stars and stuff. This game was instrumental in just building a lot of fun interest, not just for me as like a games fan, but for many other people's too. Because for some people, their first RPG was Final Fantasy VII, like a year after this game released. For me, it was Super Mario RPG. So it's like it has a lot of like sentimental and also a lot of like emotional, like say, like no, what is that? Like fondness. You know, in that regards, you know, it has a lot of like attachment stuff to it, but just seeing it presented inside of this Nintendo Direct, all fully fleshed out in HD, all freaking look like it's been taken care of, and like for years, Nintendo did not make any type of like references or any type of like major things in regards to this game because they were so focused on the Paper Mario series at that point. Because of how Square Enix, like Squaresoft at the time, and Nintendo had a falling out over that initial generation with the N64 and the PlayStation. That infamous stuff. It wouldn't be up until they would become like closer in terms of business partners years later with like say freaking God with the well, actually the Switch. Honestly, the Switch is definitely one of the reasons why these two companies are now working even closer than they were originally back in the Super Nintendo generation. But it was a amazing reveal. This was the initial best thing in that entire direct, in my honest opinion. And quite honestly, it's like I think it's fucking unreal that this happened, and then you know, and that not only is it happening, but it's coming out later on
Yeah,
this
5 months.
year. It feels like a freaking pipe dream. That's what it feels like. As a fan of this game, and for many other fans that have felt the same way, this game had been neglected for like years. It had releases on the eShop, right, for the Wii and also for the Wii U as well. It was put on side of the little clone, that little like plug and play Super Nintendo Classic as well. And that's just the thing.
Fuck, I should probably take mine out of the box finally and play it.
Well, yeah. But what I'm saying is it's like Nintendo themselves, they know exactly what they're doing with bringing this stuff out because even though it's a big surprise for everybody and stuff, they knew for years that people had a lot of interest in Super Mario RPG. But I'll be perfectly honest, if this is like the one of the last major hurrahs for the Nintendo Switch, I mean, bravo. Fucking bravo. This and Mario Brothers Wonder. I'm satisfied.
It looks great. It looks really great. It's kind of got like a chibi look to it. Kind of reminds me of honestly the Pokemon Gen 4 remasters we just got a couple years ago.
Oh
Kind of that chibi look
yeah.
to it a little bit. I thought it looks great. Like I said, I've never played them before. Kind of the rumor out there right now, it's the Mario Party team doing this remaster, remake, whatever you want to call it, because I'm not. For me, I'm not 100% sure, but people were talking about, like the HUD of the game.
If it's the HUD and the graphical fidelity and stuff, I could totally understand because everything else you don't really need to improve at all because it's good the way
Yeah,
it
but people
is.
were saying that the HUD from like Mario Party games is kind of like similar to the HUD from the Mario Party games. So that could be that's kind of people are basing off of, but we don't know for sure yet. And then Nintendo doesn't really talk about their teams in that way either. So, yeah, I'm incredibly pumped for that game. That is definitely shot up the list of like games I'm looking forward to this year. But moving on here though, Gables, they also announced we got like, I don't know, 15 seconds of gameplay here for a new Peach game coming in 2024. This looks like to me it is a this is like the Yoshi Woolly World curve in the Kirby like Carnival, was it Epic
Epic Yarn.
Yarns? Yeah. I think it's that team working on it. It just kind of gives you that vibe, that kind of look to it. So that's my kind of prediction on that. But we haven't really seen a lot. Like it's side scroller, but you can like move, left and right. We did see there's like a little bit of
Yeah.
combat, but it's all like live, no turn based. But I'm curious at the very least, like what is this game gonna be? Like how big is it gonna be? Is it a full price kind of game? We haven't we like what, this is the first one we've had since was that DS? We had that Super Princess Peach game.
Super Princess Peach, back around, I think it was
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
2005, I want to say, or it could be a little bit later. That was the last time that Princess Peach actually had her own game. And what's kind of funny about this is I have a coworker, right? One of her favorite games is Super Princess
Why?
Peach. And when she saw that, and just,
Like, he was
well,
not
she's older than
good.
the last me.
Like,
She's younger
you
than me.
progress through the game
But
by Princess Peach
anyway.
crying. Like, what?
I understand, dude. But yeah, for some people and stuff, they enjoyed playing Super Princess Peach. And also for this initial release, this initial showcase and stuff, she was kind of disappointed because there wasn't more of the initial
Yeah.
thing, which I can understand, because I'm kind of curious to see what the gimmick of this game is. That'd be funny if they just went back to the
God, I
emotion
hope
style
not.
and thing again.
Yeah, like it's weird. This is a very weird like introduction, like announcement of this game, because this is something that like we don't typically see from Nintendo. Typically Nintendo, like when they announce a game, it's either like a teaser as far as like a Breath of the Wild, the sequel to Breath of the Wild is now in production, or it's a game like like Mario RPG, like hey, this game, like we're revealing this game now and it's out in 5 months. Like that's typically like it's very weird, like hey, this game's coming out sometime next year, here's 15 seconds of gameplay. When she stands on this platform, her dress changes color. It's like, oh, okay, and then they move on, and I'm like, oh man, that's that was this very weird introduction to that game, and I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm just wondering the reason why. Like I'm cool, I'm fine with them showing it off, but it's just, especially if it's coming, it's coming out next year. But it's just, I thought the way they went about it was very weird. I don't know, like it's one of the things
Yeah.
like we've seen very little gameplay of it, but I'm like, I'm interested enough because like I trust Nintendo enough that at the very least this game would be at least like, oh, I always talk about all the time. Nintendo could just shit out a 7 out of 10. It's just how much effort are they gonna put into making this an 8, 9, or 10? So that's kind of why I look at it. Like, if this is like the Yoshi and and Kirby game people, like I mean that Yoshi's Crafted World that came out in 2019, was boring as fuck. So I hope it's just not like, baby's first side scroller game. And that's kind of like my concern for it. But what about anything else in that one?
It could
Yeah,
very well be that
probably.
way. No,
All right, we'll
not on
move it on
this
here.
one.
Luigi Mansion 2 Dark Moon is getting a remaster as well. It's coming out next year. This was like one like when I bought my 3DS right before, it was like the week before Pokemon X and Y came out. This is the game I bought with it, and that and Super Mario 3D Land. I really like this game. It's one of those games that, like I just kind of fell off of my being my only like I like this game a lot. Thought it looked gorgeous in the 3DS. My only issue,
Yes,
I
it
just
did.
didn't like it was like it was built perfectly for the handheld, in a sense that like it was just you going back. Like, there was different mansions you were going to, but like it was just like you going in and doing like smaller missions, and then you come out, go back in, come out, go back in. Oh, kind of like almost like a like Mario 64, where you're going into the painting, do a mission, come back out, go back in. And I
Yeah.
didn't love it that much. I'm not saying it's a bad game. I just didn't like that aspect of it, but I get why they did it for it being in a handheld. Do you want to make them shorter experiences? But I definitely love like
Right.
Luigi Mansion 1 and 3, where it's just like a full single player, 10, 12 hour game. But I don't know, it's one of those games that probably was passed over by a lot of people, and you know, we're like I said, this was like the first time when I watched this, I'm like, this got announced. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're at the end of the Switch. Like this is like that. This was like the confirmation for me. Like, okay, the Switch is on the countdown has begun for the Switch. When this game was revealed, I'd say absolutely. It's a bad game, but
yeah, that's what I felt. That's what I kind of initially felt though when I saw that, because with them now going through importing 3DS games to the Nintendo Switch, it opens the door to possibilities of not only that they're wrapping up the end of the Nintendo Switch in general, but also there is probably going to be more ports from the 3DS and also GameCube stuff are going to be coming in for the next year probably, and even maybe the year after, maybe even like the year after they go forth and put out their successor and stuff to that too. But as far as Dark Moon goes, I mean, I'm actually kind of excited to see what the Switch port is going to entail. Is it going to improve some bit of like the structure of the game itself? Are they just going to do a straight up port?
It's a remaster, so I'm assuming it's just a HD version of that.
All right. As long as like they improve more upon like the graphical things and stuff to match with the Switch, I mean that's fine. You know, but yeah, I'm kind of interested in playing that game.
Yeah, it's one of those things for me. If it's like $40, yeah, I'll check it out. $60, I'll wait or probably just never play it, kind of thing. I'm hopeful because I love the Luigi Mansion game. So, next up here, Batman Arkham Trilogy coming this fall. This game leaked years ago, and finally getting announced coming out this fall. What's funny though is my thing was like, I hope the Batman what's the Arkham? What was the middle game called? Arkham City? Arkham City.
Okay.
They made the armored edition for the Wii U launch. The armored edition that is exclusive to the Wii U is part of the port to the Switch, which is pretty funny. But the first two coming to Switch, fine. The Arkham Knight though, looking pretty rough. Definitely. Looks like a game that's getting heavily downgraded for the Switch, which is crazy because that game is 2014, so 15, one of those two.
Yeah, great.
Next up though, Gloomhaven, that is coming September 18th, 2023. The tactical RPG. I got another one. You gave us.
Right.
I feel like a couple of this
it.
One we could skip though. We got like Just Dance 2024, that's coming. Silent Hope coming October 3rd of this year. Anything on that one, Gables? Nope. All right. Fae Farm September 8th coming this year. Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 October 19th. Manic Mechanics July 13th. Mario Plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope, the second three DLCs is coming in the last Spark Hunter. It came out that day. Shadow dropped. Definitely have to go check it out. Just too much shit going on right now, but I definitely want to give it a look at because it actually looks like there's some real content there. Next up here, Dragon Quest Monsters: The Dark Prince coming out December 1st, 2023. Kind of stunned they put this in Nintendo Direct. It's literally just a Pokemon ripoff.
Well, that's just the thing. Dragon Warrior Monsters was kind of essentially that when it was back, when it was released for the Game Boy Color back when. Because that was the initial thing. That was just their take on, like, Pokemon stuff, which they would call Monster Tamers, right? So I know the whole gimmick for this type of game, it's like you basically can't, like, kill the monsters or something yourself. But in order to go forth and face off against, like, the evil main enemy of the game and stuff, you actually have to tame monsters and fuse them and like breed them and stuff like that in order to create the best monster team that you initially got, you know, kind of similar to like Pokemon in that case and scenario. But there are some people that like this sort of spinoff to Dragon War, like the Dragon Quest and stuff. So I'm kind of interested in seeing how that one is going to fare.
Next up though, we have Pikmin 4. We got, like, this was like the longest of anything. It was like 6 minutes. Which, to be expected, this was like the big thing they were going to... This was the one thing they announced was going to be there. Show off a lot more what you can do with the... I can't remember the name of the dog, but like... show off, like, you can actually upgrade his abilities. He's like a flotation device. introduce some new Pikmin. We have like the glow Pikmin that like gl so like it's no longer you have to like hurry up, get back to your ship before dark. Now you can actually stay during like then the Blood Moon comes out. Zelda does a whole thing, and then like you get a cut scene of like all the eyes of all the enemies turn red. But then you have glow Pikmin at night that we'll use, and you basically take out these like looks like ant hills, and you take out enemies. So it looks like they're kind of changing up the formula a little bit of the Pikmin games. But yeah, like they also announced there's gonna be a demo next week they could play. I'll probably check out the demo. I'm just my I, like I the Pikmin games always look great to me. But whenever I play them, I just get anxiety, and also I get sad when the Pikmin die. If I can just get like a like Fire Emblem, sorry to cut you off, Gibbles. Like Fire Emblem, like you can do like the hardcore mode where like everybody like people like the death and they stay dead. I can't remember what it's called. If we could just do that, but the opposite for Pikmin, where they just don't die, I'd play that game.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying. When it came to the reveals of like what more you can do inside Pikmin 4 and stuff, I really did like the aspect that you can go underground for certain missions, and also you can obviously explore during the night. That's a big thing because you weren't really able to do that without having to rush to your ship and stuff. Pikmin 1 and stuff was infamous for that, where you actually had like about a good like a time frame or something where you had to go back to your ship, or else you would be not only would you be stranded, but you'd be eaten alive by the wild
Pretty
residents and
fucked up
stuff like
game.
that on that yeah, it was pretty messed up for its time. But I did like the aspect of the glow Pikmin. I thought it was incredibly funny that you can actually just go through and sick them on something and stuff, and they'll create this giant, like almost like ghost-like ball and stuff, and explodes, and all of them just go to swarm the goddamn creature. That was actually pretty brutal in terms of what you would normally see inside of a Pikmin game, but that was pretty fun to watch that and stuff. But yeah, I would probably give it like a chance, like to play the demo and stuff when that comes out next week. But I'm liking what I'm
Yeah,
seeing so
looks
far with
great. I
Pikmin
think it's also
4.
being made in the Unreal Engine, which is pretty crazy. But they also did announce that Pikmin 1 and 2 were shadow dropped for the Switch. It is basically an HD remaster of the Wii versions that came out. You could you yeah, so you can
Oh.
buy them you can buy them for $30 a piece, or you can buy a physical version September 22nd for $50. So if you want to just wait to get it physically and save $10, you can do that in a couple months, which is weird because I'm thinking this is gonna be the regular thing that's gonna happen with these directs. Is like I talked about this a while ago, where like I think they realize like like they can't really get us to pay extra for buying 64 and on or older games, so they realize GameCube is an untapped console for them right now. But it's we did with Metroid Prime where they put out the digital one. It's out today, or you can wait a week and buy the physical version. It's weird though they're doing this and like, hey, in 3 months you can buy the physical edition. So maybe they are hoping maybe they'll double dip a little bit, or they just want people to buy it digitally. So
They're probably just wanting the people just to buy it digitally, but even though they're doing still having the option to buy the first two games physically and stuff in a brick and mortar store is a good idea, especially if they want to
well,
get
I don't know about
getting.
brick and mortar store, but it's probably I wonder if it'll be like Metroid Prime.
Possibly be like that, where the game was they put out like minimal things of Metroid Prime when it first launched and stuff like that for the Switch. And that was kind of hard to come by, unless like you were one of the lucky ones that found the copies of that thing before the initial like launch thing that they would have done and stuff, like about maybe a day or two later after the direct, and then just bought that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's cool. Next up here, Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1. We already knew about this, but it is coming. The thing we did learn though is coming out October 24th.
Yes.
Sorry. And it is $60. So as much as I love Metal Gear Solid, I don't know if people know this, but October pretty fucking packed. So I will just wait probably and just wait. Definitely, I'm excited to play through these games again, but coming out in the fall with a million other games I want to play, I will wait until it's on sale and buy it then. But yeah, it's coming with all that. What's cool though is it has like a guide, has guides in there, has you can actually like has playlists of all the music from the games in there. It also has the Metal Gear 1 for the NES and Snake's Revenge, and also has Metal Gear 1 and 2 for the MSX. as well. So it has all that, but then also it leaked. People found like data mined, I believe the Konami website, and found evidence of Metal Gear Solid Volume 2, and has Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker 5 and 4 in it. So that's I will gladly pay $60 if Metal Gear Solid 4 is available on that one. So
Oh
yeah,
yes.
anything you want on that one, Gables?
Yes, I actually do have a couple of things to add in regards to that Metal Gear Solid announcement for Switch. One being that they are putting out a physical portion of this, like a physical version of this, but only a couple of megabytes are
Oh, I didn't
actually
know
on the
that.
card
Jesus.
itself, and the rest you have to download. That in of itself pissed off a lot of Switch fans because they were expecting having like the vast majority of the games to be actually on the card itself. So what Konami was going through and doing, they just probably got the smallest like card possible and just put the initial thing for like the menus and everything else, but expected the Switch owners to not only download like the games in of itself, but for the other content, it's like another 30 gigs on
Well,
top
they
of
probably
that.
just use the standard 16 gigabyte cartridges instead of buying the 32 gigabyte, which I mean, I'm not defending it, but also we've seen this literally since the launch of the console, where like companies were literally just doing the same thing, where like there'd be like 10 gigabytes on the cart, and then there'd be like a 20 gigabyte or 30 gigabyte download you had to do once you actually got the game. That like Doom was the same way. Like the FIFA games, the NBA 2K games, all those did the exact same thing. So, not defending it, but that's probably, it's probably the case where it's like, well, do we want to spend the extra money for the bigger cartridges, or should we just make them download it all? And then we're seeing it now with like Call of Duty, where like literally the Call of Duty is basically just like you put the disc in, and it's just telling them that hey, you bought the game, and then you inst it's like 100 megabytes install, and then you got to download all the other shit separately. So.
I will say this though about the Call of Duty games though, just having 100 gigabytes of anything you have to install on your freaking hard drive is
That's
bullshit.
just,
But
I mean, that's where we're at now. Everything, I mean, Star Wars was
I understand
128,
that.
Final Fantasy is over 100. I mean, God of War was close to 100.
Oh.
I mean, fucking Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is gonna be two discs. So, I mean, what do you think? That's gonna be like close to 200, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no doubt about that, though. But going back to the one last thing I could say about this Metal Gear Solid Collection Volume 1 is it does have the option to like purchase
That's
individual
right,
games
yeah.
like digitally and stuff. So you don't have to do it for like the full package. If you wanted to pay $60 for the whole package, that's fine. But if you just want to play like one by itself or two and three or something like that, or just buy them one at a time and do it that way,
Yeah.
you have that chance. So it's fun. It's funny that you get the chance to play these games now on Nintendo systems because before you only had Twin Snakes on GameCube and Metal Gear Solid 3, the 3DS version on that, which there were many gamers that loved that version of Metal Gear Solid 3 because of the aspect of the dual analog stick stuff when you had the initial, add-on to
Yeah,
the
well, it's the
3DS.
first time we're seeing the OG version of Metal Gear Solid on a non-PlayStation console, and also the first time we're seeing Metal Gear Solid 2 on a Nintendo console. So, pretty interesting there. Next up, though, Vampire Survivors coming August 17th. It's coming in, but they also announced four-player local co-op as well for that. So, pretty exciting for that. Headbangers Rhythm Royale, October 31st. This game actually looks really cool. Looks like a fun time. It's gonna be one of those things though. It's like I don't know how big like the game looks cool as hell. But it's like this being on Switch and also a game you gotta pay for. I don't know.
Looks all right, Tyler, but it's definitely something that you would probably get more enjoyment out of just playing in like a big old group or something
Yeah.
co-op wise. But it's kind of weird though. I mean, when they initially r revealed the trailer to this game, I didn't really think it was like a music rhythm game. I thought it was a sequel to Hot Up
That's
for
why I
Boyfriend.
immediately when they showed the pigeon, I'm like, is this Hot Off a Boyfriend? But yeah, no, it's Yeah,
So I got
yeah.
excited
So it's
over
a
nothing.
rhythm-based battle royale game, which sounds cool as hell, but just 100 pigeons in a battlefield. That's now that's how to have a boyfriend too, right there. Pity's Big Brook Breakaway, coming early 2024, so probably 2025. This is actually the Sonic Mania team's new third person, or not third person, yeah, third person platformer,
3D
3D
platformer.
platformer. Jesus Christ, I can't talk anymore. It's very late. I'm sorry. But I don't know. Looks cool. Not a game for me. But I know a lot of people out there, as soon as they heard the Sonic Mania team is working on this, instantly now they're paying attention to this game.
That's kind of like the initial thing that I felt too. I thought the game looked great and stuff. Then all of a sudden I hear that it was made by Sonic Mania team. Christian Whitehead, and probably in specifics and stuff, his team going through this initial stuff. And then immediately when I saw it, it felt like a blast of the past because it looks like a weird Sega Saturn game in all the right way. The initial character designs, the initial layouts, and stuff like that. There were certain games on the Saturn initially that kind of have sort of like the same type of like feel, the same kind of look in regards to this, but it looks so smooth. Like Penny's Breakaway, it looks so smooth. The level designs look like they're on par. That it looks like you're gonna have a lot of fun with like the yo-yo and stuff like that, and just training through a lot of different stuff. There's a lot of creative level design stuff going on right in this game, and that enough was enough to excite me. And I'm kind of glad that it's coming out next year because I probably wouldn't give it the time of day right
Yeah,
now.
no, if it came out any other time. There was like it's at the point now, the last few like presentations we've gotten, like when they show off a cool game, like 2024, please. Like don't put it out anytime soon. Like wait till like February. Yeah, like I no, the game looks great. It's just not gonna be a thing I think I'm gonna be super pumped for personally. Next up though, we got Mario Kart 8 Booster Pass Wave 5. Showed off like we have like a new they actually have a new track that's like in a bathroom, it looks like. They announced Kamek, Petey Piranha, and Wiggler are new characters introduced in this one. Looks like a cool time. I already own it. You have the Nintendo expansion pack, so you own it. But I'm definitely pumped to jump back in and play it. I don't think they give a date though for it, but I think they said summer for it.
I think it was like summer or something that would be
Yeah,
coming
it
out.
says summer
I'm not sure
2020. I
what.
just looked at, yeah, summer 2023. So yeah, I don't know. But like I said, I already own it. Definitely gonna. I've been having a great time, just like every couple months jumping back into Mario Kart 8 and playing through these new courses and just having a good time with that. So I'm definitely pumped here soon to do the same thing.
Well, yeah, exactly the point. I like the aspect of them adding new packs now. And it's like, wasn't there originally when they first introduced this whole DLC stuff like that there'd be six
Yeah,
waves?
so we got one more in the fall. So,
Oh man, we got one more after this. That's
yeah.
crazy.
So,
So we'll get to see what the full extent of that initial $25 is going to be
yeah,
worth to
but I would
people.
say so far it's been pretty excellent. On top of the, like, we just thought it was gonna be like remastered courses, and like now they're adding new characters and new tracks. So, it's been pretty great. Next up though, November 2nd,
Good.
Star Ocean: The Second Story R. I'm not a Star Ocean guy, but I know people that like this is like you were saying earlier, this is like the one that everybody loves the most. I believe the first one was remastered a few years ago, so makes sense. This game looks gorgeous. Like the 2D HD stuff is phenomenal, I think. They should just keep using it, keep doing it. It seems like they are. But yeah, seems like I know a lot of people were pretty pumped for this one. But it leaked last week, so I
Well,
think
yeah,
that kind of
that's.
took a little bit of like the hype away. But yeah.
When it comes to Star Ocean in general, I know it's developed by like a studio from Square Enix and stuff like that, Tri-Ace. They have a whole bunch of different releases of this franchise and stuff, and really there's like maybe one or two people really like in the entire series. Whereas even like some of like the later releases for Star Ocean stuff have been sort of like okay to like mediocre at best. But one thing that I understand that's kind of universal is people really love like the first couple of Star Ocean games, especially Star Ocean 2, Second Story, because of the story elements of it, the gameplay elements of it, and stuff. But I know when the first one, First Departure R, came to the Switch and stuff, it was basically like a a port of like the PSP version with some things like improved upon though, but for Second Story R that they're going to be releasing later on this year, it looks like they, in terms of the visual fidelity of it, in terms of maybe reworking certain gameplay aspects of it. I'm not really too invested inside of the Star Ocean games as a series and stuff, but what I really can say is the second game looks like it's going to be a fantastic game. I've personally have only played the first two Star Ocean games to some extent. I mean, I tried them a little bit on the PSP when I still had a PSP and I still own those games. Fun fact, both of those games were not digital on the PSP. You had to buy them physically. And the thing about it was these RPGs were not easy by any means. I mean, you go to a specific area or something like that, you get your ass kicked, like if you weren't on the right path and stuff. But it should be an interesting thing to see how well commercially the second game will do. Because if Square is going to the drawing board to bring out like a lot of these RPGs, whether or not it be the re like having like helping Nintendo in terms of like okaying like the remaster stuff from Mario RPG and then having all of these subsequential like re-releases of like classic Square Enix games and all of a sudden having this obscure one going out, it's going to be interesting to see how people are going to not only like enjoy it, but also how it's going to do commercially. If it's this is going to be a great game, or is it going to be like, say, okay.
But moving on here though, WarioWare Move It coming November 3rd. This is like a four person. It's WarioWare, but it's like not a four person. It's all like using the. It's all motion based. Using the Joy-Cons. In Japan, they're calling this Super Smooth Moves. So, basically, just which Smooth Moves was the Wii version, which was excellent back in the day. But yeah, it's coming out November 3rd. More aware if people are into that, but I don't want to. I enjoyed the one that came out a couple years ago, but I don't know. I'm not really interested in doing a motion one. Anything on that one, Gibbles?
Well, honestly, I did like the other like gimmicks and stuff inside of this game. The mini games look fine and stuff, but honestly, I'm probably not going to be playing this game when it comes out day one because there's too many other games that have my
And that one
interest.
is $50. So there is that. Next up though, Gables, things two things I will be buying for sure this holiday. We got the Zelda and Ganondorf from Zelda Tears of the Kingdom amiibo. They look awesome. I'm a little bummed about the Zelda one. I like the idea of her holding the Master Sword. I kind of want like the one like there's a scene in the beginning of the game where she's holding the sword. And it's her standing there holding the sword. And I like that image of her. I kind of was hoping that we get that one instead of like this weird like floating one. Ganondorf looks big and meaty and sexy, and I want to fuck that amiibo so bad. And I'm happy that they made him big and sexy and meaty. Just it's gonna be me and that Ganondorf amiibo, just two meaty men slapping meat. That's what's gonna be. Gables, how many are you gonna buy?
I'll probably just buy like the initial Zelda Link and like Ganondorf amiibo and stuff. I do have interest in wanting to get these ones because it will definitely look so good on my shelves going through.
Mine's gonna my Ganondorf is gonna look good stuck to my wall. Moving on. I don't even know how that'd work. Anyways, moving on. Last but not least here, Super Mario Brothers Wonder coming October 20th. But I have a big surprise there, I thought to me. I thought after the Mario RPG, like I was like fuck, because I drafted this. I drafted a Mario 2D unannounced Mario 2D game. And not only our league, but my league I'm in with Jeff Grubb. And I took a major swing on that one. And I've been taking shit
Yes,
all
you did.
year for doing that in my other league from people. Eating shit every goddamn day. And Gales, you best goddamn believe I've been giving shit back since Wednesday about this. Y'all laughed at me. Y'all laughed at Tyler, including you. You didn't think it was happening either, Gables. But I got it. It's mine. Super Mario Wonder. I fucking got it. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm gonna go on a little parade here on this one. But anyways, it's coming out October 20th. Kind of shocked that we're getting two Mario games in the same, basically within 4 weeks of each other. On top of like I said, coming out the same day as fucking Spider-Man, which Gables, one of us is gonna have to play one, then one's gonna play the other. I will take, I will,
Yep.
you know, I will, I'll be the bigger man here, Gables, and I'll play Spider-Man first.
What can I say about Super Mario Wonder? I mean, what's kind of interesting in that regards and stuff, you know what the game really reminds me of is like the level designs of it kind of remind me so much of Yoshi's Island to some extent, because the weirdness of this game, the designs of this game really are fun to look at. I really like the aspects of like there's like new mechanics introduced inside this game from Mario sliding across the rail or something like that, just gliding through and like getting a lot of these freaking crazy ass looking like stars, like flowers or something like that, just going to like inverse, like this weird ass sort of like crazy world or something like that to collect the wonder seeds and this and that. Then they go forth and they tease the freaking elephant at the end and stuff like that, like Mario getting the elephant and then just rampaging through like a Goomba and stuff like that, no one's business and stuff. This has the makings of weird Nintendo marked all over it, and I am totally for that. I would love to go through and do a good playthrough of this game because this doesn't feel bland, doesn't feel generic, it doesn't feel like New Super Mario Brothers. It doesn't feel like New Super Mario Bros. World U or something like that or whatsoever, but this is something different than what Nintendo first introduced back around 2005 with New Super Mario Brothers. Like, this feels like a natural evolution of Mario Brothers games, Mario Brothers style,
Well, I'd say it's natural
because
evolution because only because he ate a mushroom that grew out of the ground.
yeah, that too. But yeah, I really like the ideas that they're tossing through and stuff. And it just feels like it's going to be a not only just a crazy type of playthrough, but it's going to be a most memorable type of Mario
Yeah.
Brothers game.
Mario did one podcast with Joe Rogan, and this is what we get, guys. But no, the game looks great. This is the first time I've been excited for like a 2D Mario game since the new Super Mario Brothers that launched on DS. That was the first one, right? Of the five? Okay.
Yeah, that was actually. Because
The
you had
Wii
that,
one.
you had
Yeah, two
the
on the Wii.
Wii version of it.
Yeah, the
Yeah, you
3DS
had two on the
one,
Wii, I think it
the
was.
3DS launch game. Or near launch game, and then you have the Wii U
Yeah.
launch game. Yeah, and yeah, like I think like a lot of people
And
like when the 3DS. I think I played a little bit of the Wii one at Justin's house. Never played two. By the time the 3DS came out, I was so over it. And then I didn't even play the Wii U one at all until I think it came out on Switch. I bought it because my ex-girlfriend's nephew wanted to play it. I bought it for him to play. And I played it for like I played the first like three worlds on my own. I'm like, I'm done. So I just thought it was pretty boring. So I'm excited actually. I mean, hopefully it's just more fun to do. At least at the very least, it'll be more interesting. So I'm curious to see like
absolutely.
hopefully it's definitely instead of just, it's not just a different look, which obviously goes a long way. But it's also a better game as well. But yeah, I thought that looks great. And yeah, I'm excited to play it. It will just be played after Spider-Man and Alan Wake 2. But yeah, pretty. But overall, like I said, a great direct. But yeah, we're gonna skip everything else. We'll get to it next week. But let's get into what we've been playing. You want me to go first, Gables? You want to go first?
I'll go first because I do have the least to say in that
Okay.
regard. So, basically, for the gaming stuff this week, I didn't play a lot of stuff this week. I played a little bit more of Street Fighter VI. I know that I'm getting closer to like the 60-hour mark, at least. I want to say around the 55 to 60-hour mark. But I finished up the remainders of the things I want to do for the single player stuff. I completed that last mission, which was literally me going to an NPC, talking to the NPC, saying yes a whole bunch of different times and stuff, and having him go for the recommend me going to the world tour mode that I just went through and satisfied and stuff. But the fun part about it is, I think I have about now close to 70% like of the trophies like unlocked for that game, which is pretty good for me. And quite honestly, one of the ones that I will probably go through and unlock sooner or later is playing 100 battles in ranked, or not just but on player grounds. It doesn't necessarily have to be ranked. It could be custom or it could be casual matches or something like that. But playing 100 of that, but everything else barring tournament stuff, because I don't even know how the hell that tournament stuff works inside Street Fighter 6 going through so far. I pretty much have done. So for right now, I'm pretty much putting the Street Fighter 6 on the back burner up until like the DLC characters and stuff come out. But other than that, though, I mean, I'm probably going to go back to playing a little bit more of Zelda.
A little bit more. There's no such thing as a little bit more Zelda, Kalos. I'll see you in 50 hours.
Well, I understand. But what I'm saying is at least I will go back to playing Zelda with Street Fighter 6 off my block now. But, yeah, that's pretty much my extent of what I've been playing. So,
I've played a decent chunk of the new Final Fantasy 16 that just came out. I talked about last week. I played a little bit. I played the demo. I finished the demo. It's like the first like about 2 hours of the game, and I think I played about 5 hours now of the extended on from there since the game's come out. So about 7 hours in, and I'm having no surprise here. A great time with it. I will say definitely I like I enjoy playing the battle system more of 7 Remake. Then this one, only because you're able to switch between characters, and also like at different points of the story, you jump between like your characters are getting separated. So points you're stuck with like Barret and Aerith, or Tifa and Aerith, or you know whatever. You're bouncing between them. So this one you only play as Clive. You have people like you have Tortle, who is the Tortle. I'm not sure I say it actually correctly. He is the dog. He's always with you, but you can't jump between characters. You only play as Clive. Then you have like other characters that jump in and like battle with you. Definitely enjoying the battle system is still really good. Like, you get like, right now, like you start with like the fire abilities and you can like, there's actually like a building, chart you can do. You can like, power up the abilities. You can learn new abilities, stuff like that. And it kind of expands over time. It's a lot more streamlined so far than I was expecting. Final Fantasy, which I'm fine with because I don't need like a big huge one open. It's like they're open areas instead of like a big one big open world. Like you just go to like you go to like a map, you click on you want to go to this area, and it's just like an open area, which like I said, if you like that, it's great. Yes. If you're not, it's whatever. But I kind of enjoy it for that. You can do a little more exploring in those, and it's not, to me, it's, there's not so over as overwhelming as like one big, huge open world. And then as you progress more, you know, more like I've done like a handful of side quests so far. I've only been able to do like maybe 5, since, so far in the game. Cause I would say like the first, I feel like I really honestly am just getting to the part now where like it's opening up a little bit more, as far as like be able to do more side quests, be able to like wandering around and talk to more people and being introduced to more things. Like so far, like I've like done the main story stuff. That's like pretty like, you know, it's for the most part streamlined. But on top of that, you really have a lot of people to talk to. Like you can go, there's like a your base you go to that has like a couple storefronts in there. You have like store, like one that like upgrades your weapons. You can craft new weapons. And you have like a store you can like buy, you know, potions and different crafting abilities and stuff like that, or if you want to. But yeah, overall, like I'm having a really great time with it. The game is absolutely stunning. This game is, I am just constantly blown away by how good this game looks. And like, there's a point early on where I was like, I'm liking this game quite a bit. Like I'm having like an 8.5 time out of it. Where, you know, to me, I was like expecting maybe it's just too much anticipation, too much hype. Like, but I'm not having like game of the year, holy shit, time out of this. And then you start getting some of the boss fights, and I'm like, oh yeah, like nobody to me is better than maybe Square Enix at fucking these than boss fights. You have the music, you have the visuals, you have the battles themselves. It's like on par with like it's like platinum, like top tier platinum level fucking combat. Then you have the icon fights where like kind of the main story is like, it's very much like there's a lot of people who are saying like they're inspired by Game of Thrones, which yeah, they're definitely fucking inspired by Game of Thrones. The more you play through this game, there's a lot of lore. What's cool thing is actually during cutscenes, you can pause and you can click the little touchpad and you get active time lore where you can go through it and you can actually like, it shows you like whatever they're talking about in that scene. you can click on it and it'll like give you like a little blurb about like the thing they're talking about, like to give you like some background on these things. That means so if you're a little confused, like introduction to characters or maybe like an air like a town or something like that. But kind of the main story is here. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. But like you play as Clive and like the big thing is like there's the I think eight icons of like all like you know, there's like Titan, Phoenix,
Yes.
Gerudo, Groot, not Gerudo, Gruta, and all the wrong game. But like all the different Titans. So like the I don't like I said, I've never been a big Final Fantasy person. But like I don't know if this is just kind of what how it is or if it's just this game, but like basically each there's like eight like I'm assuming like I'm still early on, but there's like a bunch of different like big like armies and big you know towns, big families, and they all have like basically when shit gets real, they can turn into those icons, like but only like one person at a time, like basically like only one person alive can turn into those people, and like in Clive's family, they have the power of like the Phoenix, and like the dad like the who's the king of that realm, like his he Clive has a younger brother Joshua who has the power of Phoenix, and there's kind of this big issue with like Josh Clive who's the oldest son doesn't have it, so like it's weird like his mother hates him, and like looks like doesn't look at him, like looks on like kind of like down on him because, you know, he's supposed to be the heir, but like the heir is also supposed to have the power of the icon, so there's this whole like issue with that, and then like you know and then like his like Clive and Joshua get along great, but like Clive is like the sworn protector of Joshua and so on and so forth. It starts like I don't want to spoil anything, but like that's kind of the idea. But like the man, the icon fight, like you get in fights with the other icons, you'll find about the game, and you'll get icon fights where you turn into an icon and you fight another one, and they fucking rule. Like the fighting themselves isn't like hold like the button press and stuff like that. It's not like this really awesome battle, but the set pieces, the visuals, the music. I am a sucker for like these style games, these big, huge, bombastic, fucking big budget, fucking battles. Like I am a sucker for those games. Like this is my
Yeah.
shit, and I love these things. Like I got chills when the music hits. The music throughout the whole fucking game is awesome. But like during these boss fights, during the icon fights, fucking awesome, awesome. I can't believe games look this good. Like, how do we get here, Gables? Like, we're looking at some of like the remasters of 3DS games, fucking 10 years ago, and I'm like, wow, that game looks real. That game, I was saying, Luigi Mansion, Dark Moon looks great, and I'm like, fuck. Then I'm playing Final Fantasy 16, and I'm like, holy shit, this is amazing. How did we get here?
So it looks like a
It
next
looks
generation
better than a
game.
next generation game. I don't know. This shouldn't be the games. Nothing should look this good. Nothing should look this good. It's not fair. It's not real. It's not real. But it blows my mind. How does this work? I got glasses on. I don't get it. It's beautiful. it's gorgeous. It's amazing. I am loving this game so far. It's not like I'm not like 10 out of 10 greatest game of all time level there. But like so far, 7 hours in, this game is my shit, and I'm having a fucking blast with it. So I definitely would say pick this fucking thing up if you've got a PS5. This is like we always talk about when you buy a console, what's a game you gotta buy for your console? This is it. And I'm someone that doesn't like this style of fantasy. Like I don't like typically, you know, the fa this kind of fantasy. Like I'm more of like the sci-fi star space nerd. Like typically when you like when it's like you know you talk about like castles and realms and dragons, like Skyrim isn't really my type of like my vibe. Like there's always exceptions to the rules, like Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, Dragon Age, those are like the exceptions typically. And this is gonna go in that category where like games like this is hot, this kind of this style of fantasy, like I am fucking into so far. So yeah, having a blast with it. Like I said though, early on, and I hope to play some more of it tomorrow and throughout the next week. So this year is pretty busy, and I don't want to. Oh, God, Gables. AEW Fight Forever comes out on Thursday. Fuck! God damn it! There's too much shit!
Oh yeah,
The
it does, doesn't
reviews come out Wednesday, so I'm
it?
excited for that. So, Yeah, so I'm pretty pumped. But
Okay.
anyways, whoo boy, Final Fantasy 16. So good, guys. Everybody go play it. But give me anything you want to say before we get out of here? All right, guys.
No,
Well, thank
no,
you
I'm
so much for
good.
listening. If you like that, please like, follow, subscribe, look down the show notes down below. You see links to all of our socials and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Twitch, whatever. We're on all those places. Search for us, like us, follow us, thumbs us up. Hit that thumb up button over there, over there. For Gables, every time you hit that thumbs up button, he feels it. He feels it in his junk. Feels it in his happy place. Anyways, I was so sorry, Tyler.
I've been Colonel Gables. Until next time, everyone, play some games. I don't care if it's Tears of the Kingdom. I don't care if it's Final Fantasy 16. I don't care if it's Street Fighter 6. Just play something. Enjoy it. But most importantly of all that, thank you for listening to another fun-filled episode of the Drunk
Hey
Dash
Gables,
Nerds podcast.
what if it's Balan Wonderworld?
Yeah. Is Balan Wonderworld? Then you better change your outfit,
Gables will go to your house and kill
Gables.
you. Bye, guys. Oh, shit.